What was the alternative festival? How did we celebrate? When I met Johnny Allen, I discovered someone who was exploring exactly that. And that led to this conversation that led to Nimbin, that led to this festival without a program.
We basically said, look, this is not about you going and consuming culture.
You know, the first statement of the manifesto we wrote on our first day together on the job was, we will not be sold our culture.
It's not about you going and listening to rock bands or seeing pieces of theatre. It's about you doing what you do best, making your life an art. Although it was a designated sort of 10 days in May, the festival just sort of eased in from the time that we had the agreement of the town to host the festival and to proceed.
Hundreds of people were there before the festival actually started just to get the infrastructure happening. Digging the toilets and running the co-op.
We came up in our manifesto with lines like, you know, there is no program, you are the program. But we supported that by explaining what we meant. And what we meant was that we wanted people to get together in tribal groups of 15 or 20 and give some thought as to how they were going to live at the festival, what sort of structures they were going to build, what their strengths were, what they could offer, whether that be great cooking skills or music skills or whatever.
I ended up cooking in the Rainbow Cafe, but I was cooking for all the rest of the workers, and at that time of my life, for that 6 weeks and no longer, I was known as Kitchen Bob.
The people who did come were just so full of heart and so passionate and so wanted to serve and so wanted to dedicate their lives to doing the right thing for humanity. That was the atmosphere. It was just full-hearted and generous and highly intellectual and a lot of fun.
Hundreds of people over my life have said to me that experience of coming to Nimbin changed their life. Suddenly there was before Nimbin and after Nimbin in terms of how they chose to live their life.